views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, we're going to be talking about the law of attraction and using written intentions in order to create your ideal life. You know, many of us really think about using the law of attraction to manifest material things like money or cars or houses or that sort of thing. And we're going to talk about that, but I also want to help you think about the law of attraction on a broader scale, in the idea that our thoughts create everything in our lives, including our relationships, the opportunities we're presented with, and our emotions, to name a few of the big hitters. So we'll also take a look at areas of your life that might not be ideal and identify some of the thoughts that are creating that and show you how to shift those thoughts. But first, as we do each week, we're going to do our healing meditation. And since tomorrow is Veterans Day, today I'd like us to focus our love and healing energy on sending that out to veterans, but not just veterans, sending that to anyone who has been affected by war in any way. They could be civilians, they could be government people, it could be animals, it could be anyone who has been impacted by war, including veterans. So let's open our hearts and send them all of our love and healing energy to get past those experiences. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release. Deep breath in and release that. And thank you for joining me in that by coming together and sending out in force that love and healing energy. We are changing the world. So thank you. So it's time to move on to our light bulb moment. And since today we're talking about intentions and the law of attraction and manifesting our ideal lives, I wanted to use an example from my own life where I set an intention and I saw it manifested almost immediately. Because for me, hearing these examples from other people has been very inspiring and has given me hope that this is true in my life as well. And then I'll share with you a short process that you can go through to also start creating intentions in your own life. So the topic of this today really is, when you're writing intentions, being sure to ask for what you want, not ask for how you want it to show up in your life. So being very focused on what you want the end result to be without worrying about how that's going to happen. And here's one example of how this happened for me. So a couple of years ago, I guess it's been almost 3 years ago now, it was in January of 2012, I was attending Better Business Breakfast at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. And that group meets once a month, and there's always a networking time, and then there's a topic they present around something for your business, and all within the spiritual ideas of the Center for Spiritual Living, which is New Thought. And then we're at a table for six people, and then we retire to our tables. And in this group of six, we each write an intention or a prayer request that we want everyone at the table to hold for us for the coming month. And then we go around and share those so that we can then hold for the other five people at the table their intention for the coming month. So this was the very first time I had ever attended this Better Business Breakfast. But as it turns out, over the last several years, I've gone a number of times. But this was my very first time. And one of the things that I knew from previous experience is that sharing an intention in a group setting can be a real powerful boost to manifesting whatever it is that your intention is. I attended an intention circle for, probably 3 years at that time, maybe longer. And I'd seen that happen in my own life. So my intention for that day that I shared with the people at my table was related to wanting to have some other source of income beyond my clients and the classes that I was teaching. Because I had, a couple months earlier, had my big aha moment when I was in New York at the Happiness Coaching course. And I really was shifting in what it was I wanted to do in my practice, in my coaching practice, and in my life in general. And I still didn't know what that was. So I needed some downtime where I wasn't booked fully with clients in order to really work on that, to do reflection, to do writing, to do whatever it was that was going to help me understand what that was. And in order to see less clients, I needed to have some money come from a different source than my clients, because otherwise I wasn't going to have that time. So I don't have the exact verbiage of the intention I wrote, since it was almost 3 years ago, but it was something like this. I am so grateful for the new sources of income that allow me to see fewer clients while maintaining my current lifestyle. And that was it. I want to have new sources of income, I want to see fewer clients, and I want to maintain the lifestyle that I currently have. Well, this manifested like nearly immediately. And in a way I never could have predicted, which is kind of the point of this light bulb moment, is you don't know how it's going to show up. On the way home from that Better Business Breakfast, I made one stop. I stopped at the grocery store and then I went home. A block from my house, I was involved in a car accident that totaled my car. Now, I was uninjured and so was the other driver. So there wasn't a downside to this having happened for me physically or for anybody else being hurt. So, you know, so don't worry about that part. And the end result of that car accident, because my car got totaled, was that I walked away with $14,000 in my pocket, a new car with 0% down. I mean, zero down. I didn't have to put any money down on the new car, and an interest rate of 2.9%. So, wow. You know, talk about immediate response to having set an intention. And the thing that really struck me was that I could never have asked for money to come to me in that way. I mean, I guess I could have asked for it, but it never would have occurred to me that that would be a way that new income would come into my life. And so it really highlighted for me something I already knew, but hadn't really experienced so directly, which is I can't know how my intention will be manifested. And even more so, if I try to dictate how it's going to show up, then I miss out on opportunities. I limit myself and the universe in fulfilling my intention if I try and say how it must show up. Because as I said, when I thought of new sources of income, I never would have thought of a car accident being one of those things. And in addition, this car accident provided me more income several years later, which a few months ago, this year, just when I needed a little help. You know, it's turned out to be the gift that keeps on giving. And I'll share that story about the additional income I got later in the show. But now to generalize this for you as our light bulb moment and when you're going to write an intention, I'll give you now a little formula for writing an intention and really pay attention to not asking for how it's going to show up. Because in the past, when I've worked with clients to set intentions, frequently we run across the how problem, which is we want to include how it's going to be manifested in the intention statement. Because I think what happens, at least this is true for me, if I don't know how it's going to work, I mean, how will this ever happen in my life, this thing that I'm asking for, then I have trouble believing that it can happen. And so we want to put that little caveat in there. Here's how you can make it happen, universe. But that doesn't work because, as I said, there are so many things we can't even imagine thinking of about how whatever it is that we are setting an intention for will show up in our lives. So let me share with you the basic formula that I use for writing an intention. And there are lots of other ways that people do this that work for them. And, you know, you can experiment and see what works for you. I've experimented with a variety of things, and this is what I have found works best for me. So number one, and this is about writing an intention, actually writing it down on a piece of paper. And I also find it helpful to do it longhand on a piece of paper, not on the computer. There's something about that kinesthetic piece of writing that makes a difference as well. So the first thing you need to do is you need to write your intention in the present tense as if it's already happened. So what I said in my intention is I'm so grateful for the new sources of income. So I'm not grateful that I'm going to have new sources of income. I'm grateful for the new sources of income that I already have. Next, you want to write your intention from a positive perspective. And here's an example, if I'm not being clear with that. You want to say something like, if you have health issues, you want to say, I am 100% healthy, not I am not sick. Because there's this thing about our subconscious not being able to process not or process the negative of something. And so if you write, I am not sick, then what you're really saying is I am sick. So be cautious with looking for those types of words and find a way to shift it into what you want. So saying I'm 100% healthy is what I want, where I am not ill is what I don't want. I'm saying I don't want to be ill. So shift it into what you do want, not what you don't want. Next, you want to express gratitude as part of your intention. And in mine, I always say I'm so grateful or I'm so thankful. That's how I start every intention that I write. And the reason that we do that is gratitude for what we already have begets even more good things for us. And by expressing gratitude in a present tense for this thing that you're asking for, you're thanking the universe for giving you this, even though it hasn't manifested yet. And if there are ways that you know you don't want it to manifest, then you can address those. So in my statement, that would be allow me to see fewer clients while maintaining my current lifestyle, because I didn't want the money to show up by more clients showing up. And I also didn't want to discover more money by cutting back on expenses or other things in my life. So other times I've said things like, you know, blah, 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 without affecting my savings. I didn't want to have to take it out of my savings. So it's okay to put those kind of boundaries on it. And then just be open to however it shows up and pay attention. Because, you know, I would ask for something kind of big, but you might be asking for smaller things like a parking space. Pay attention to what you find. pay attention to what shows up. So just to recap without, you know, all the verbiage in there, write your intention in the present tense, write your intention from a positive perspective, express gratitude as part of your intention, state what you want without specifying how it will show up, and if there are ways you don't want it to manifest, specify those, and then be open to however it shows up and say thank you a million times. So that's our light bulb moment for today, and it's time for us to take our first break. And when we come back, I'll share some other ways that you can set intentions and other ways that you can use intentions to create the life that you really want. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience the power of three, the power of being mentally, physically, and spiritually fit? We tend to think in this society that we have to choose one and that to live in balance with all three is taboo or impossible. Lynn Brown will show you how to combine these energies to give you ease and power that is out of this universe. Lynn's workshop will be held at the Maya Whole Health Center studio in Renton, Washington on November 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Call them directly to register at 425-271-0200.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients. Even if you have had no previous experience, please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How long before you decide, or before I know what it feels like?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about the law of attraction and writing intentions in order to activate the law of attraction to create the life that you really want to be living in every aspect, not just materially, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationship-wise, all of that stuff. And before the break, during the light bulb moment, I shared a basic formula for writing intentions that I've used for many years and I have had a lot of success with. And before the end of the show, I'll share that with you once again as well. But what I want to talk about right now is how we're going to kind of broaden the idea of using the law of attraction beyond just manifesting physical things in our lives. And really the basis for the law of attraction is that our thoughts create our reality. And, you know, our brains are thinking a thought every second of every day, except maybe during meditation briefly, right? And so we want to make sure that the thoughts that we are thinking are creating what we want instead of creating what we don't want. And part of this is also that we draw to us what we focus on. So if we spend a lot of time thinking about something that's bothering us, we're just going to create more of that. A friend of mine used to say, worry is an intention for what you don't want, because you're spending a lot of time thinking about a situation that isn't what you want. And so you need to be cautious of that. And by changing our thoughts, we can change what manifests in our lives. And one way to get started with this, if you're kind of like, well, I don't really know how to go about doing this, is to look at where you have a pattern of undesirable results in your life, where there seems to be something that keeps happening to you over and over again that isn't what you want. And you can be sure that when you look at that, that there is a thought that you have constantly that is creating that situation for you. And so when you find those patterns, then you need to look for the thought behind it that's creating that, and find a better thought to replace it with. And just as an example, you probably have, if you've been listening to the show for long, you've heard me talk about my experiences that led to me deciding to make a career change 8-9 years ago. How long ago was it? 9 years ago. And part of that was that I'd been working in the software field for over 20 years at that point, over 25 years at that point. And during the dot-com bust, I kept losing my job. I didn't always lose my job. Sometimes I chose to leave because the job was bad. But the end result was that I had 8 jobs in 5 years. And I kept getting a job. I mean, obviously I kept getting a job, or else I couldn't have had 8 jobs in 5 years. So that was the good news. But the bad news was every job that I got was worse than the one before it. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And as I continued to have these bad experiences, my thoughts were that that was all there was, that every job I got, I expected to be bad. And so, of course, it was. And yeah, I wasn't conscious of that. It wasn't like I was thinking, oh, this is going to be another terrible job. But underneath the surface, because of the experiences I had had, I began to personalize what was happening and basically think that, you know, I didn't deserve something better, that I was getting these bad jobs because there was something wrong with me. And that, of course, then I would just continue to have bad job after bad job. And I'm sure you can think of situations in your own life where it maybe is easier to look at people you know and see patterns that they have. Maybe they always have bad relationships, or maybe they always never have enough money. Those kinds of things that are perpetuated come from the beliefs that we have about what is possible for us. And if I'd realized it earlier in the process of all those jobs, then I could have shifted my thoughts a lot sooner to a different reality, to create a different reality. And when I did shift my thoughts to deserving a decent job, then I manifested one. And it was really pretty miraculous. I went from a work environment that really was emotionally abusive to one that was so incredibly supportive. I had never worked in a work environment where it was so supportive and I was so valued. And so it does make a huge difference how we think about it. So you want to look at patterns in your own life that are undesirable, where you're not getting what you want, where you're not creating what you want in your life, and notice what your thoughts are about those situations. Do you feel like you deserve whatever it is that's happening to you? I mean, that's where I was. I felt like I deserved these bad jobs because I wasn't good enough. Do you feel like a victim? And feeling like a victim is that you have no control, that it is happening to you. and this is not true. You're creating it. So once you realize what it is that you're thinking that's creating that situation you don't like, then what you want to do is to consciously set an intention to create what you do want. So it's shifting your thoughts from, I'm sure that this job is going to be as bad as the one before, to, I am so grateful that I have a job that I love where I'm appreciated. As simple as that. And as difficult as that, because your brain is used to thinking the negative thought, and you have to make a really conscious shift to every time you notice you're thinking the negative thought, to shift it to the new thought. And, you know, this is kind of the thing that Abraham Hicks talks about, where they say, choose the thought that makes you feel the best, and choose the thought that creates the life that you want to live, not the life that you don't want to live. And in some ways, this is related to cognitive therapy. And I like to talk about cognitive therapy in relation to the law of attraction, because it's a scientific thing. And so people who worry a little bit about the woo-woo aspect of law of attraction, cognitive therapy has been around for quite a long time. And it's the idea that our thoughts create our emotional state, that by shifting our thoughts, we change how we feel. So this is intention setting at an unconscious level. So our thoughts go along 99% of the time during the day. We're not even conscious of what we're thinking. So becoming conscious and choosing to change thoughts is cognitive therapy. And it's been used really successfully to treat anxiety and depression. And I have personal experience of this in my own life, as well as working with clients. And it can be used to really create any emotional state that you want to. And the idea is that events in our lives really don't have any meaning attached to them. They are just a circumstance that happened. And the only meaning it has is the one that we assign to it through our thoughts about that event. And so again, going back to Abraham Hicks, choose the thought that makes you feel the best. So somebody cuts you off in traffic, the thought that you can think, or you might think initially, and maybe I do this, I'm not saying I do, but maybe I do, is that guy's a jerk. Okay. Does that make you feel good? No, it doesn't. And it creates more of the same, the idea that people are jerks. So what you want to say instead is, oh, gee, I'm sorry that guy had, you know, is in such a hurry. Maybe they have an emergency. Have compassion for them and make it a positive thing. So that, not that getting cut off is a positive thing, but that you're not thinking negative thoughts about that experience, that you're just going with the flow and it is what it is. And so that's how cognitive therapy plays into it. But it really is the same thing as law of attraction. It's our thoughts create our experience. Our thoughts create our reality. And as you become conscious of shifting to positive thoughts, you're going to see the results manifesting in your life circumstances, what's happening in your life, as well as your emotions and how you feel. You're going to feel a lot better. So it's time for us to take another quick break. And what I want to talk about when we come back is, I'm going to talk about why intentions don't always manifest, because I know that lots and lots of us have had the experience where, okay, well, I did everything by the book, I followed the formula, and nothing happened. And we'll talk about why they don't manifest. And then I'll share with you some other intention practices beyond the little formula I gave you at the beginning of the show. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join Dr. Pat Basile for an extraordinary event right here in the Pacific Northwest. The Global Women's Summit, presented by the Women's Information Network, is coming to Tacoma. Join us as we discover life and wealth mastery techniques and promote success and happiness for women worldwide. Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. Register online now at thewinonline.com and don't miss out.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about the law of attraction and writing intentions that will use the law of attraction to create your ideal life. And so far, we've talked a little bit about a brief formula that I like to use, and I'll share that again before we end the show. And we've also talked about the idea that our thoughts create our reality, and that when we have things showing up in our life that we don't like, we need to look for the thoughts that we have that are creating that so that we can shift it to something that we like better in our lives. And before the break, I said we were going to talk about why intentions don't always manifest when we came back from the break, which we are back from the break now. So that's what we're going to talk about. Because I know that I have had plenty of experiences where I have set intentions and I've done everything, you know, quote unquote, right in my intention setting process, and it doesn't happen. And there are a variety of reasons why that might be true. And I'm going to step you through some of them and what you can do to start shifting so that what you want to manifest really is happening. So in my mind, the number one reason that things, you know, don't always manifest from intentions that we set is because we have subconscious beliefs that are counteracting what it is we want to create. So let's say that we want financial independence, but we have a subconscious belief that we'll never have enough money. We can't do it then. And so the thing about subconscious beliefs is that at some point we might become aware of it. So then it's not so subconscious anymore. It's in our conscious mind. But because it was created subconsciously, it can't be cleared using our conscious mind. We can't just now say, oh, I don't believe that anymore, because we still do. So there are ways that you can clear subconscious beliefs. And I've talked about this on the show before. There's really a number of ways, and some of them require a practitioner, but I'm just going to share with you the things that you can do yourself today. And one of the things that you can do that helps to clear these beliefs that we don't want to have anymore is EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And this is the process of tapping on acupressure points. And there's a method by which you make statements about the old belief, and then you start to shift into the new belief that you want to replace it with. And if you're not familiar with EFT or the Emotional Freedom Technique, you can go online and look it up. Just Google EFT or Emotional Freedom Technique, and you'll find that there are videos you can watch that'll teach you how to do it. You don't need to go to a practitioner to do it, and you don't even have to have somebody teach you personally in person. There are lots of ways you can learn it. Another way that we can shift our subconscious beliefs without going to a practitioner is using a technique called Psych K. Now, this is something that you have to be taught, that you have to learn how to do. I'm not sure if there are classes to teach it online. I wouldn't be surprised if there are. I went to an in-person class to learn it. But again, you can Google it. And what Psych K does is it uses some muscle testing, as well as connecting both hemispheres of the brain in order to be able to shift our subconscious beliefs. And so again, you can Google it to find out how to learn to do it, and you can do it by yourself. You don't need any special equipment or anything else. And it's Psych K. It's spelled P-S-Y-C-K dash capital letter K, Psych K. Another way that you can shift subconscious beliefs is through hypnosis. And again, you don't have to go to a practitioner to do this. There's lots and lots of hypnosis tapes that you can get. I guess I shouldn't call them tapes. I'm going to use tapes anymore, but digital recordings that you can get. And it's a self-hypnosis sort of thing. And that allows your mind to get to the level where you can address your subconscious beliefs. And again, you can look online for that. And especially if you have specific beliefs that you want to shift, you can shift, you can search for those. So to me, that's the number one reason that our intentions don't manifest, is that we have a subconscious belief that refutes or goes against the thing we're trying to create in our life. Another reason that I believe that what we ask for doesn't manifest is that we have a lesson to learn, and that only by going through the process of whatever it is that we're in that we're trying to shift can we learn that lesson. So if you're asking, you know, if you're setting an intention, you're not seeing any progress toward it manifesting, look at that particular situation that you're trying to shift and see what is there for you to learn there. So that's another reason it might not manifest. Another one is that the universe's sense of time is not the same as ours. And, you know, we may think that, yeah, we want this right now, or we need this right now, or the best thing in our life would be for this to happen right now. And the universe may not have that same sense of timing for us. And this is something that over the years, I've really spent a lot of time working on accepting and being patient and really just surrendering to divine time, what I call divine time. And that is always perfect. It will always manifest in divine time, the time that it is meant to. Another reason that your intention might not be manifesting is that you might be trying to force it. And part of this would be the thing I talked about earlier in the hour about dictating how it will manifest. You might be thinking, I need to do something, and looking so hard for what is it that I need to do to make this happen. Okay. This has been one of my things that I've worked on for many, many years, is that I don't have to do anything. I just have to put the intention out there. It's not mine to make happen. And then the reverse of that could be resisting, that there might be something going on for you that really is resisting allowing it to happen. And this can also go back to subconscious beliefs, that if we don't believe we deserve it, or we don't believe that it really connects with us and who we believe ourselves to be, we can resist it manifesting, even though in our conscious mind, we think this is what we want. And finally, there's this one that I know I've talked about on the show before that I summarize by no, slow, and go. And I actually talked about it just a couple weeks ago, I believe. So when we set an intention for something, the response we get can be no, I'm not going to give that to you, meaning the universe or spirit or source or God or whatever word you want to use, because that's not in your best interest. It's not in your highest good. Or it could be, the answer could be slow, meaning it's not time yet. And that comes back to divine time and everything happening in divine time. Or it could be go, which is really, it does manifest. So if it's not manifesting, it could be it's not in your best interest or your highest good for that to manifest. Or it could be it's just not time yet for it to manifest. So it's not like a magic formula that I write this intention and poof, this thing shows up on my doorstep on my way home from writing the intention, like happened for me. Because there's plenty of times it doesn't happen like that. And we have to believe that what's happening is always in our highest good. So aside from shifting our subconscious beliefs or looking for what are the lessons that we're not learning that we need to learn in order to manifest it, it's usually about what showing up is in our highest good for whatever reason. So let's see. Now I want to talk a little bit about some other ways that you can set intentions different from the little method that I shared at the beginning of the hour. However, we are getting up on break time here and I have a fairly long list. So I think we'll just go ahead and take a break a little bit early. I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Join Dr. Pat Basile for an extraordinary event right here in the Pacific Northwest. The Global Women's Summit, presented by the Women's Information Network, is coming to Bellevue. Join us as we discover life and wealth mastery techniques and promote success and happiness for women worldwide. Saturday, November 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Meydenbauer Center in Bellevue, Washington. Register online now at thewinonline.com and don't miss out.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about the law of attraction and writing intentions in order to activate the law of attraction to create your ideal life. So I want to go back and just review the way that I write intentions that I shared earlier in the show so that if you missed it or if you want a refresher so you can write it down, we'll just do that real quick. So here is the brief version of it, and this is writing in longhand on a piece of paper, an intention. So you write it in the present tense as if it's already happened. You write it from a positive perspective. In other words, you write what you want to create, not what you want to avoid. You express gratitude as part of your intention. You state what you want without specifying how it will show up. And if there are ways you know you don't want it to manifest, then you can put those in. And then you just are open to however it shows up, whatever happens with that. And then I do want to share with you some other practices, some that I do and some that I know have worked for other people, because not everything is a fit for everyone. And so my little practice that I just shared with you might not be the way that works for you. So another one that I love, and this is not writing, but this is a really great way to start manifesting what you want in your life. And I know I've shared this one multiple times on the show before because I love it so much. And that is take a walk and talk out loud, just like you're talking to a friend, telling them what's going on in your life right now. And this is, you're talking in the present tense, like it's happening right at the moment, but it's really what you're wanting to create in your life. So let's say that you are wanting a new job. You go for a walk, you talk out loud, and if you feel weird talking out loud, then put on your Bluetooth or hold your phone up to your ears so people think you're talking on the phone. And so if you're wanting a different job or a new job or a better job, you could just say, wow, you know, I was so excited to get this new job. It had everything I was looking for. And then name the things you were looking for. You know, I have flexible hours. It was an easy commute. They're really supportive when I need to stay home with a sick child, whatever it is. And just talk out loud as if it's already happened and you're telling a friend about it. And if you want to, go for a walk with a friend and you can do it for each other so you can actually be talking to each other and sharing it. So that's one way. Another thing that you can do is you can voice record your intentions. So you have to write them down first so that you would know what you wanted to say, but then record it. And, you know, phones have recorders on them now, and this would be a perfect way to do it. And then listen to it every day. A guest that I had on the show last year, Michelle, gosh, I wish I would have looked up her last name. I can't remember her last name, was talking about this. And what she does is she, every time she gets in the car, she turns on the recording of her intentions so that it's in her consciousness frequently. And related to that, a lot of people, after they write their intentions, they review them like every morning and every evening. I don't do that, and I've never done that, and it works just fine for me, but other people, it works better for them if they do review them frequently. Let's see what else. And then, you know, there are choices around what you're setting intentions for. So one way to do it is to really come up with a vision for your life of what you want your life to look like in every aspect, you know, relationships, career, family, health, spirituality, and come up with that vision and then write intentions around each of those areas. Or the flip side of that, so that's kind of like the strategic plan of intentions. And then the more tactical plan of intentions is situational. You have a specific situation in your life that you're unhappy with and you want to shift. And that's just making a current situation better. And you can do both of those. They're not mutually exclusive. Let's see, what else here? And here's one that's been fabulous for me, and that is to attend an intention circle. I think I said when I was doing the light bulb moment earlier in the show, when I was at the Better Business Breakfast at the Center for Spiritual Living, I have seen there is such a boost to your intentions when you are in a group and you share your intentions and everybody holds those intentions for you. So attending a group on a regular basis where you do that, it is really, really helpful. And I had an intention circle that I attended for several years, and I had a lot of success with that format. And, you know, it can, the way it looks can be anyway. I mean, you can just write intentions and share them with each other, or you can also add in practices like EFT or other things that help you to clear the subconscious beliefs that are blocking the intentions at the same time as you are sharing your intentions. So there's a lot of different ways that could look. You can look for one online. I found mine through Meetup. So if you go to meetup.com and look for intentions or affirmations or law of attraction or Abraham Hicks, you'll find groups where you can get together with people and do that together. And then finally, I hadn't thought about this for a while, but last year about this time, had another guest on the show who shared askformations. And this is a form of intention setting that actually is asking questions instead of making a statement. And again, I'm remiss, I didn't look up the practitioner's name who this belongs to, but her contention is that sometimes things don't manifest because on a deep level, we really don't believe the statement that we're making. And by asking a question instead of making a statement, then we get rid of that block. And so her perfect one that she liked to ask was, why is it safe to be me? And she did that for a year, and she found all kinds of things showing up in her life where it was safe to be the person that she really was. And her thing that she really liked to share is that during that time, she grew an inch, and she was a woman who in her 40s. And what meaning she made of that was that why is it safe to be me was creating safety to show up as she really was, which meant she could be bigger in life. Hence the growth. So those are some intention practices. Again, just reviewing them, walk and talk out loud, voice record your intentions and listen to them, review your written intentions on a daily basis. You can do intentions for your vision of life or just situational intentions. You can attend an intention circle or some other group like that, or you can use askformations. So those are all of the different ways, and there are many more beyond that, but that's a good starting point for you to try if you want to start shifting things in your life by using the law of attraction. And we just have a minute left here, so I'll really quickly share. Earlier in the show, I shared how I got money from being in a car accident, and I said it was the gift that kept on giving. And earlier this year, I got more money from that car accident, even though it was 2.5 years ago. And I'll just quickly share what happened there. This was about 6 months ago, and I was feeling anxious about money, and I said a prayer about showing me ways to get money that I hadn't thought of. And this is about not specifying the how, asking for how can I get money. And the very next day, I got a phone call from the insurance company of the driver who hit me. And he had not, we thought, had not had insurance. And so my insurance company had paid underinsured motorist. Well, guess what? He did have insurance 2.5 years later. This is showing up. And within a few days, I got a check for $100 in the mail paying me back my deductible for the underinsured motorist. And within a few months of that, I had pursued them paying my medical bills, and I got another check for $1,400. So this is part of the putting out there, you know, show me how I can do it. Show me what is there for me that I don't see. And on that note, it is time for us to wrap up. I really appreciate all the attention to law of attraction and intention today, and I hope that you will find it to be helpful in your life. I want to thank you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week. An intentional week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Are you ready to experience the power of three? The power of being mentally, physically, and spiritually fit? We tend to think in this society that we have to choose one and that to live in balance with all three is taboo or impossible. Lynn Brown will show you how to combine these energies to give you ease and power that is out of this universe. Lynn's workshop will be held at the Maya Whole Health Center studio in Renton, Washington on November 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Call them directly to register at 425-271-0200.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients. Even if you have had no previous experience, please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. This is for all of you who want to feel younger and more courageous. In yoga, there's a saying that you're as young as your back is flexible.
This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you shake the cobwebs off your confidence.
In life, you're as young as your mind is flexible.
Decide to do something differently.
Wear a color you've not dared to.
Share with that person what you've been holding back about.
Take that dance class you've been contemplating for weeks.
Just do it. This technique works best by committing to a month of this. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's getsophistigayted.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.